At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Free kick anyway, which Fisher takes. Fisher now, down the right side the ball goes. Piers doesn't win that ball. Into midfield the ball goes. Sass Davis clears it. Morton wins the header. Whittam can't bring the ball under control, and Johnston plays the ball first time infield to Hancock. Hancock now, nice bit of skill there, and Johnston keeps his run going, and Harrop's in space. Good control from Harrop. It's one-on-one, and a great save for Fisher. Johnston's there. It goes right through Fisher, and on the line there is Mohammed, but there was far too much on that shot, and into the bottom corner the ball goes, and Altrincham on 25 minutes are taking the lead. Emily.
It was a fantastic attack from Altrincham. They've done it again. They've had players forward. They've found the space. He had two options there either side of him that he could have played the ball. The first save from Andy Fisher was fantastic. And they did get the players back behind the ball, FC, and they got them in. But the power that the shot was, you know, it just drilled across the floor. And that's exactly what you'd want, you know, your striker to do, just drill it in. It was enough bodies for me that could have done something about that, but I think it took a slight deflection before it reached Fisher. It went through Fisher, and then players were unsighted.
And to be fair, John deserved that goal. That running.
Yeah,
no,
well, that's
superb,
it. I mean, it is. It's not against them in a play. They've opened FC up a couple of times. It's the first opportunity that they've had on, like that I've seen on target.
Yeah.
Is it? But they have looked the better team going forward in terms of finding the space.
Well, it's a free kick to Altrincham, and we're into the last 15 minutes here at Broadhurst Park. FC trailing by 1-0, but it's been a much better second half. But at the moment, not too many chances created by the team in red. Wallen wins the ball in midfield there, gets it to Piers. Piers tries to find Wallen again, but it breaks down in midfield. Whittam's there, but the Hancock is strong, and now the ball played out to Johnston, who's in space, and that's not the man you want to find in space if you're an FC United defender. Johnston now crossing that ball in, far too close to Fisher, who plays the ball out first time, and now it's with Whittam now in the right back position, plays a long ball forward towards Piers. What can Piers do? Tries to flick that ball infield, but gets to the second ball. Piers infield, plays it to Wallen out towards the left hand side. Nice ball there by the Australian, finds Donoghue now looking to take on his man. Towards the byline he goes. Donoghue crosses this ball in. Who's it going to break to? It's cleared. There's Morton winning the ball back to Piers on the edge of the box. Here's Whittam now. Whittam. It's a wall of purple FC United being met with here. Wallen back out to the left-hand side to Donoghue. Donoghue on his right foot. Crosses this ball in. There's Whittam!
Whittam!
Yeah! It's an equaliser from the loanee from Charlie. And FC United are back in this game. It's one apiece.
Absolutely fantastic, exactly what they've been building up to. You know, they're getting bodies in the box, they're putting Altrincham under pressure. I thought Altrincham had defended that, you know, really well, you know, forcing the ball back out wide, but a fantastic ball in, and as soon as Whittam rose, you knew that there was only one place it was going to go.
Right there, Paul.
You've got to go on and win it now.
77 minutes, that's the equaliser. And to say FC United have deserved it would be an understatement, as York have gone 1-0 up against Ashton United. But Alti are a very, very effective team. They have gone deeper and deeper as this half gone on, though, but I'm sure they'll be a bit annoyed with themselves after that goal. But a great header from Whittam, and what a cross in from Donoghue as well, I should say. But 1-0 the score, and plenty of time for both teams to try and take 3 points from this one. Throw in taken. Wallen wins the header. Pearce comes back fit, but then loses out though there, and the ball breaks into midfield. The ball comes, and it's with Williams. Williams looking for the overlap there from White. White from distance. Hits Mohamed. A wicked, wicked deflection, and into the bottom corner the ball goes. That is so, so unlucky. 82 minutes, and Altier taking the lead again.
You just can't believe the luck sometimes. You know, they've played themselves back into the game. FC United have been the better side this second half. The pace they've played with, you know, the determination, the drive. And they've defended superbly. And that's a wicked deflection. You know, he stood in front of him as a defender. He's got to have something on the ball. And you just know that when you're in this position, you see all the time with teams at the bottom that things like that always seem to happen to them.
But I think Fisher had it covered as well.
He did.
And the deflection took it into the far corner.
We're into the last 90 seconds of normal time. SC trailing unfairly by 2-1. And here's Mohamed now. Mohamed down the right-hand side. The ball goes to Sharp. Sharp can hold this ball up. Shields this ball. And back it goes to Morton. Morton takes the touch. Finds Whittam in space. Whittam now looking for any form of red shirt. And here's Wollum offering an option. Finds Sharp on this right touchline. Sharp with a couple of step overs. Still with the ball. He's tackled.
He's still had to get something. It's in those areas where he's looking for that runner just to overlap.
Last 30 seconds of normal time. SC trailing by 2-1. It's a throw in. Morton to take it. It's 8 or so yards from the Altrincham corner flag on this main stand side. Morton with a long throw in. Who's under it? Sass Davis is there. The header's won though by an Altrincham player. Wallen's there. The ball's going to break to Sass Davis. Gets it to Whittam. Whittam now lost the ball out to his right hand side to Morton. Morton back to Wallen. Wallen first time crossing. Oh, it's headed clear there by Williams. And good control there by Wallen. A 1-2 between Morton and Wallen. Wallen to Whittam. To the byline it goes. Back to Wallen. Wallen crosses this ball in. Who's he going to get to? It's Mohamed. Handball! Oh my goodness. It was a blatant handball. But the ball carries on. Morton with a cross in. Oh, there's Sass Davis. And I tell you what, that was the most obvious handball you could possibly ever see. Right in front of the linesman, right in front of the referee. Nothing given. Cross comes in by Donoghue to the back post. That is terrible. That is terrible.
Well, we know the assistants have been consistent all game.
That is terrible. Absolutely appalling.
Thank you very much for your support.
The assistants have made no decisions whatsoever in this game.
Well, the 90 minutes are up.
It's crazy because you can sometimes understand if they are unsighted, but it couldn't have been clearer.
It's so blatant.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.